Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit. Hello again, friends, and welcome inside the Riverland Roofing Studios New Albany branch, at least for me, not for Daniel Pacella, Ole Miss transfer addition to the outfield from Illinois State. Brought to you always as Talk of Champions by Riverland Roofing. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. Daniel Pacella joins me again, a transfer outfielder addition for Ole Miss Baseball in the portal. Daniel, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Just moved into Ole Miss about a week ago, living with Will Furness and having a great time.
What's it been like getting adjusted and meeting your teammates? Has it been an adjustment, really? Or you're an older veteran guy. I mean, this is probably not something that's necessarily foreign to you as far as getting to know new guys and stuff like that. What's been the settling in process been like? What all you've been doing?
Oh, it's been great. I met all the guys this week. A lot of them are actually staying in Ole Miss, so in Oxford. Getting their work in. So it's great to see that a lot of the returners are still here, which is typically not what you see at a lot of schools. A lot of schools, they're going out playing summer ball. So I'm getting acclimated with the guys, and I'm actually going to start seeing some other ones roll in pretty soon. But now the atmosphere is great. You can tell that they really emphasize relationships here at Ole Miss, and that's what I want to be a part of.
Ole Miss landed Daniel over a host of others, LSU, Mississippi State, all kinds of offers. You come on a visit to Ole Miss, you checked it out. What stood out? What made Ole Miss kind of separate from the pack? Because, again, you had your pick and choices of options there in the portal. So why was Ole Miss the right fit for you?
Yeah, it was the relationship with the coaching staff for me. I've always been built on relationships. That's what my parents raised me on. So the facilities are unbelievable, second to none. It's some of the best in the country. But I think the relationships with Coach Clem, Coach Bianco, that really meant a lot to me. So when I met them in person and I saw how real they were and how much development they can give me, that's what I wanted to be a part of.
And obviously you're going to be stepping into an ideal situation for you. I mean, this is middle of the order expectation, a corner outfield spot. Last year for Illinois State, Daniel started every single game, all 56 in left field for Illinois State, totaled 59 RBI, the seventh most in a single season in program history, led the team with a .355 batting average, 41 extra base hits, 20 home runs, the second most in a single season for a Redbird. When you're having those conversations with Clem and with Mike and just what they want from you, their expectations for you, is that kind of what they said? We need you to come in here and slide into the middle immediately and give us some punch?
Absolutely. They said that they loved that my consistency at Illinois State for all 3 years, that I built on itself each and every year. And They said middle of the order is the, what they want me to slide into and be a big asset for the group. So I absolutely love it. I love being a part of a lineup that is really strong, and that's what Ole Miss baseball has. So it's really exciting to be able to hit with some of the big boys.
Well, you're the second Illinois State transfer in a row to come to Ole Miss in back-to-back years. Luke Chang was Ole Miss's, or emerged as Ole Miss's primary shortstop last year. Yep. As Ole Miss won 43 games, hosted a regional for the first time in 4 years, was one run away from hosting his first Super since 2009. What were the, were there any conversations with Dan, with between you and Luke about what Ole Miss is and kind of what was the pitch there? Because that's a pretty unique thing, man, to have a teammate that kind of did this already to kind of lean on if you wanted to.
Absolutely. So talking to Chang was huge. I think I probably talked to him every single day in the process. Got to know, first of all, the coaching staff, like what they wanted from me, what they saw in me from a hitting and fielding perspective. So I got a lot of insight from the coaching staff before I even met them. So that was really, really cool to experience. And for Chang to be a veteran guy and get to play at a school like this, I was like, that's what I want to follow and do. So he gave me some really cool insight, obviously gave me a little bit of perspective on what it's like playing in front of 13, 12, 11,000 fans every day. That's freaking awesome. So he said just the experience was unbelievable, and I wanted to have the same thing.
Yeah, you're an MLB draft risk. So is Tristan Bassetti, a number of other guys that have signed through the portal. What is your approach? What is your mindset as you ready for the draft in a couple of weeks? What's kind of like, you got to get to a certain number? What's just the overall idea for you as you consider that piece too? Even though you're moving in, there's so many other considerations as well.
For sure. Yeah, I think, you know, I talked to my family. We have a number in mind, but we really wanted to be here and get acclimated with the school and really see what the fit is, because where I'm at right now, and I absolutely love it here, like it takes a lot for me to want to go play professional baseball when Ole Miss baseball has got an unbelievable experience waiting for me here. So I think right now it's just living it every single day, getting to meet the guys, building those relationships, and then see what the draft happens. But it's two really good outcomes, and I'm just really excited about it.
Well, Fern, he's draft eligible too. He's one of the many players Ole Miss has been working on to bring back for next year. I think it's obviously an encouraging sign that they've got Daniel moving in with Fern, because, that could mean any number of things, and he's a big piece of this too. But those veteran guys like Fern, like Judd Utermark, even Hunter Elliott, who's a draft risk as well as you are, you know, there are a number of guys like that. What have you thought of these veterans, and you know, what was their sales pitch to you about coming here and how you could help?
Yeah, the first thing I did when I met Fern was we actually talked about it. We sat down and he was like, dude, like, what does it take for you to take the draft and everything like that? And it's awesome because it was super upfront. It was super honest, just really humble people here. And I love being a part of that. So the first thing we talked about was what it would take, what those guys like Will Furness, like Judd Utermark, the guys that have produced at Ole Miss, and the fact that they still want to come back. And that says a lot to me, because it's like these guys produced, have draft risk, but they're like, no, I want to be here. Like, this is where my home is. So that was really impressive to me. And it kind of really convinced me that, like, this is the place for me.
What was the journey like? How did you end up at Illinois State? And where did you really think you grew the most over 3 years or so?
For sure. I actually was committed to the University of Kentucky out of high school. So I was early recruit. I committed to Kentucky as a sophomore in high school. And then around my junior year summer, I was like, I want to play every single day. I don't know where that's going to be, but I was super upfront and honest with myself. And I said, where am I going to play and develop? Because I know that the only way you can develop is in the batter's box, and you got to be playing for that to happen. So I was super honest with myself and talked with the family. And I was like, I want to announce a decommitment and see what my other options are and go smaller. So I was super humble and I said, hey, I want to go play mid-major baseball and get better. And that's exactly what happened. You know, I stepped foot at ISU and it was unbelievable. Like the experience was so good for me, getting to play with coaches that had professional experience. And you don't usually get that at the mid-major level. I mean, every coach on our staff played pro baseball. So to kind of get feedback from them on what it takes to be a big leaguer, that was really important to me, because I got to learn not only it's what I produce on the field, but it's my mannerisms off the field. So that really shaped me.
as far as what were you working on in particular, where was the growth spot? Because, I mean, I'm assuming the power has always been a component of your game, but was it the swing and miss? Was it getting on base, more consistent hard hit contact, exit velo, launch angling? I mean, what was the thing that really unlocked you to become the player that once you got to this point where and I think this is a great example of the portal being used the right way. A guy's taking an opportunity, and he worked his tail off for 3 years now. Yeah. Step up, ready to take it to. You could have gone again. LSU, Mississippi State, you choose Ole Miss. But what got you to that point? When did you go, oh, I figured something out? What was that area of your game that you maybe, quote-unquote, figured out, if you will?
For sure. So I grew up, I always had the power and the strength, and that was something that I wanted to get to more often. We talk about, especially at Illinois State, it was, hey, you can hit the ball as hard as anyone, but how can we see that on a daily basis? So what that meant was cutting down some of the swing and miss, cutting down some of that chase percentage. And really what that came from was making it a lot simpler for me in the box. I had a little bit more moving parts. I was a bigger leg kick guy, believe it or not, coming in as a freshman. And I was like, why do I have all this going on if I'm not making contact with the baseball? So as you can tell, it's funny to talk about, because that was the big thing for me, is how do we get more consistent with making contact? And it took some, making things simpler at the plate, making some adjustments. But once I found it, it's stuck since. And I think for me, it's just making it really simple, putting the foot down, seeing the baseball and delivering a good bat to the baseball. So it's been really, really good for me.
The first time you try to take these new things, right, to the field in the batter's box, was it weird? Because, like, I'm sure you had all of those components that you've been playing with your entire life that got you to this point, right? But, like, yeah. Now you're trying to quiet it down, become the best player you can. But the first thing you want to do when you see a pitch come is probably hike that leg way up, right? I mean, awkward was that for you to get used to?
It was awesome. So I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was my freshman fall, and I had – 12 at bats, and let's just say none of them were good. And I got a call to the coach's office. And I was like, oh, dude, what's this going to be about? But I already knew in the back of my head, it was, we got to find some sort of consistency. And he said, and it was awesome the way Coach Holm brought it down, or broke it down for me. He was our head coach. He said, we're going to get you to crawl, then walk, then run. He's like, we're going to make this thing really simple. It's going to feel really weird, but I want you literally standing there and swinging. You're not going to move. And he's like, the goal of that was just to see the baseball, because I had all this different moving parts going on that I couldn't pick up the baseball. Mm. And then from then on, it was like, now we can incorporate a little bit of movement with that. And then now where I'm at today is I can put my foot down, but still have rhythm and timing. And now my swing is a lot more simple and smooth, and it just lets me see the ball a lot clearer. And it's really cut down on my swing and miss, especially in zone.
It was probably like getting fitted for a new thing of glasses, right? Like once it clicks in, you're like, oh, this is what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah. No, you hit it on the head there. You get that aha moment, and it takes a little bit. For me, it took about probably 2 months, but that's the beauty of being at mid-major baseball, is I was able to take that time and use it for my development, versus maybe if I started off that rough at, like I said, Kentucky, we don't know what could have happened. So the trust, the belief, and the coaching staff at ISU has now led me to where I am today, and I couldn't be more grateful.
Now, when you get into the portal, look, I've been doing this a long time. I've been covering the portal since it was put in. Man, I've heard all kinds of stories about it, but it's very chaotic, and it happens very quickly, and it can be overwhelming. Did you have a plan once you got in, or kind of what was your approach to the portal in regards to, because, I mean, listen, you could have gone anywhere. So how do you immediately, in the immediate aftermath of, oh, his name has hit the portal, all of these schools are hitting you up, how do you kind of decide where you're looking for and like trimming down, if you will?
For sure. So I actually spoke with my advisor, and the first thing I did was I made a list of the schools that I wanted to go to. Majority of them were coming in the SEC, more just because of I wanted to play against the best. And I think at this point in time, being able to develop for 3 full years, like I'm ready for the adjustment. I'm ready for the big change. So most of my list was basically the SEC, just knowing that that's the best baseball conference in the entire world. So I was like, that's where I want to play. So I made it really easy on me going into the portal, because I already knew what I was expecting and what I wanted to get. Then from that point on, once the name was entered, it was, okay, who do I have relationships with? Who do I talk to? And they're like the first people I want to get back on the phone with. And that's where Ole Miss came into play, because I was like, wait, the conversations I'm having with the coaching staff feel way too good right now. Like, I need to check this place out. Obviously, with Chang having a little bit of experience here at Ole Miss, it made my decision even easier because he got to fill me in of what's the day in the life of an Ole Miss Rebel. So I already had a really good idea coming to my visit what I would get here, and that's basically how I got it done.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
That's awesome. Cause, and I had Luke Chang on the podcast, on Judd's podcast that he does for us here on the Talk Champions Podcast Network.
Oh, for sure.
Riverland Roofing.
There's Will, by the way. He's taking his dog out. Yep.
I love it. Hey, Will. What's up? What's hey, up? Hey, Fern.
Hey.
You good to come back next year? You good?
Oh, yeah. I really want to. So, it's looking like a yes.
But we'll see.
Yeah, I can't say with 100% certainty right now, but it's going to take – if I got enough to go to the draft, it would be shocking. So, yeah.
I love Will Furness, man. You're back on this podcast soon, friend. You understand you're next, okay?
Okay, yeah, just let me know, all right?
It's Will Furness dropping by Talk of Champions, the Riverland Roofing Studios, the New Albany branch. Well, for me at least, not for Judd. I mean, I called Daniel Judd already. Daniel Pacella and Will Furness, they're hanging out over there. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. But we had Luke in, and we had him, and he talked about his story and stuff like that. And it was really cool because, I mean, this is a grown man. I mean, married and already got his life figured out. And when he's leaving, I'm going, that dude can accomplish anything he wants to. You know what I mean? But, like, the conversations are different. It's different when – in such a chaotic environment like the portal, you can get in and call somebody that you know and is a familiar voice. I didn't really think about that. Yeah, you got to lean on the relationships even harder then.
Yeah, no, when I, you know, you have those people in your corner and those are the guys. I remember the first thing Luke Chang told me, and it shows a lot about his character. He's like, Daniel, the word for word, he was like, Daniel, I'm a Daniel Pacella fan before I'm an Ole Miss Rebel. He's like, I love you, man. Like, you are my guy. He's like, I would not tell you one thing about Ole Miss that isn't true. So when he gave me the just honest truth about Ole Miss, and let's be honest, all of it was good. it was really inspiring to me because when he said that, it almost gave me goosebumps. I'm like, this guy, he is a good human being. And I mean, Coach Clem, that's the first thing we talked about too, was Luke Chang, how the guy operated. What Luke Chang said about me as a person. So that was a really big connection between Ole Miss and I.
That's so awesome. Now, when you come on the visit, what stood out to you the most? Was it just like, oh gosh, okay, the different level of like facilities and stuff? And it's no disrespect to Illinois State, but it's a different level. And y'all probably played, like, what's the most fans y'all played in front of at Illinois State? You can even know?
Probably 1,000. Like, yeah. Yeah. So it's not even comparable. So when I came to Ole Miss, obviously the facility stuck out right away. And for me, I take facilities as like, well, now I can develop this much better. Like, mm-hmm. there is so much more that I can do here. That's just going to make me a better ball player. So like, the facilities are awesome looking and it's great, but it's also stuff that I can use to my disposal and get better at baseball. So it was awesome to see that, to see the, because I've only seen it on TV, to see the baseball stadium, how it's going to hold 12,000 people. I was like, yeah, this is incredible. This is awesome.
Look, now this, like, Daniel is a first team OVC guy. Again, the power was crazy. 59 RBI, seventh most in a single season in program history, 355 average, 20 home runs, the second most in a single season for a Redbird. So you're probably thinking one of those 20 next year, you're ready to see your first beer shower then.
Oh, I can't wait. That's the that was one of the first talks I had with Clem. He said a lot of beer showers coming in. So I was super amped up.
That's awesome. What are these next couple of weeks then for you? The draft obviously coming up, watching that, paying attention to that. But as a team, what are y'all doing then to kind of like, what all work are y'all getting in right now? What's it looking like over there at Swayze
Field? Yeah, so it's cool. It's a lot of returners, freshmen and I, like getting acclimated with each other. Obviously, you're bringing in, I think it's about 10 freshmen. So for the returners, me included, like a transfer to also be with the freshmen, it creates a really good mold. So that's what, like, it impresses me right away of they really value the relationships. They value having trust in your teammates because you have all these guys together in a summer where usually you're off shipped in summer ball. So we have built this like culture and connection here. And that's why Ole Miss baseball is successful. You see it all the time, like those rosters that have unlimited talent, but can't get it done. And it all comes down to your team chemistry. How can you mold together? So everything we've been doing is together. We got lift every day at 2 and hitting before that. We were just with Furness and I were with like 4 freshmen hitting right before lift. So you just have everything together. And that's really important to me.
Is there a freshman that has already kind of drawn your eye a little bit? Have you got to know somebody go, oh, he could be something already?
Oh, dude, that all of them have unbelievable talent. It's incredible. I couldn't even choose one because they all have such good features to them. Some guys, they hit the ball so freaking hard. And I'm like, dude, you're a freshman. You're hitting the ball 112. Like, okay. And then you have the next guy running like a 6'4", 6'3", 60. And I'm like, now you're crazy too. There are features here that I've never seen out of freshmen. So, I mean, that's why they're here. They're some of the best.
What's the hardest you've ever hit a ball and the farthest you've ever hit a ball?
So the hardest I've hit a baseball was about 114, 115, which it's near Judd, but it's not Judd just yet.
It'll get there. You're fine.
Oh, it'll get there.
A little more lifts, Daniel. You know, just a few more.
I was going to say, I got some weight room stuff to do. So, but I think the farthest ball I hit it at the university, it's Bradley. So down in Peoria, Illinois, the wind was actually neutral that day, because usually in the Midwest it's blowing straight in or straight out. So it was a no wind day. Their track man said 485. So 485 is, I know, so that was it.
Dude.
Yeah, so they said it cleared. That Bradley has this 330 fence, and it's a 50-foot netting just to kind of keep the balls from going in the street, but it cleared the second street out and right. So that was a ball where I never forgot it. They actually said it on the I know for a fact because they said it on the broadcast the next day when we played them on a Friday. I hit it on a Friday. That Saturday, they said they saw the ball walking back from the Peoria Chiefs game. So that had me laughing a little bit on the broadcast, but it's awesome, man.
So when you get one like that, you remembered it immediately off the dome, but did you feel it immediately when it came off the bat? Did you go, God, how far is that going
to
go?
Yeah, no. So I because it was like so mind blowing to me. You know, I was a freshman too. So I was me as a freshman. I remember I still had a little bit of humbling to do, but I was running around first base, told my first base coach, that's the farthest ball I've ever hit. So he was laughing with me when he came back to the dugout. And no, but it's freaking amazing experience. I love it.
Well, when you look around to kind of wrap this up here, getting to know Daniel Pacella, Illinois State transfer outfielder, who has now arrived at Ole Miss, moved in, going to be a huge piece for Ole Miss next year. When you look around and you see the Ferns and the Judds and yourself and Tristan and all these other guys that have come in and added to an already strong veteran core, last year was such a huge bounce back for Ole Miss and more in line with what Ole Miss is used to doing on a year-to-year basis. Do you see a team that can contend again, that's ready to go compete for a championship in Omaha? And for you, I mean, that's for every college baseball kid's dream, is to make it to Omaha. So that's got to be something that's just you're itching for too.
Absolutely. That's the first talk I had with Bianco when I was in his office on my visit. He wants to build a championship roster, and he's definitely doing it. And I think this buy-in with the group is something I've never been a part of. So that's really special to me because, you know, I've been a part of decent teams, but you can tell when you walk into the Ole Miss locker room, it's special. So that's something about Ole Miss baseball that I'm super excited to get to be a part of.
He's Daniel Pacella, Illinois State transfer outfielder. Ole Miss landed him, one of 8 transfers so far from the portal this summer. Thank you so much for doing this, man. I can't wait to have you back on. Maybe next time we'll play MLB The Show. So I can, you know, I can't hit 485, you know, in real life, but you know, and virtually, I could probably tank you. You know what
there
I mean?
Just, oh, let's do it.
See, I love it. Daniel Pacella, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you. We'll do it again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.